Boundaries are regions that can be locally favorable for tornadic supercells. So you can look for these types. First type is the common one, where you have a subtle boundary with backed winds and good surface base cape. Supercell crossing that boundary still encounters favorable instability on its cool side, but enhanced storm relative helicity and low-level shear and low LCLs enhance the tornado threat. You can also have a boundary with strong vertical vorticity embedded in a supercell environment. So when a supercell does come across such a boundary, it does stretch the environmental vertical vorticity quite effectively, at least as effectively as strong pulse cells. These kinds of events provide little forewarning of tornado genesis, even in a supercell environment.